Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's a beautiful Sunday, and today is the 8th day in the month of December, 2024. We are grateful for a brand new day. We are grateful for the gift of life, for the gift of breath, and above all, we are grateful for the love of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of God. This is our very own online radio. And right here on this show, the Lord gets to speak to us. He gets to give us a daily map for our lives. That's why we do not take the show for granted. And if you've been frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the good news and let somebody know right now that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a new topic that says, two are better than one. Two are better than one. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 28 from our Open Heaven Manual. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ephesians chapter 4 to chapter 6. Ephesians from chapter 4 to chapter 6. Our memory verse today is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10, which says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he add not another to help him up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had not another to help him up. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. From verse 9 it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone, though one may be overpowered by another? Two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, today's Bible reading says that two are better than one. This is because if one falls, the other can lift him up. For instance, if a fellow is walking alone at night and is suddenly attacked by some miscreants, that fellow would most likely find it more difficult to fend off the attackers than if he or she had company. It is indeed not good to be alone, like we see in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11. There are battles you may never win if you fight alone, but if you have the right people on your side, you will stand a better chance of winning. There is also an exponential increase in strength when a fellow is not alone. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30 says, "How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up?" While it is good to have friends, it is important to choose the right ones. A popular saying goes thus, "Two heads are better than one." However, that saying has been adjusted in recent times to be, "Two good heads are better than one." Evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Who is your friend? Is your friend making you better or making you worse? If you have a friend who is corrupting your good manners, you should separate from such a fellow, as he or she can cause you a lot of trouble. There are many people in prison today because of the kind of friend they had. Make sure your friends are people with good heads on their shoulders. If you put a bad apple in a bowl with good ones, the bad apple will make the others rotten as well. If you have just one bad friend in your group of friends, that one fellow will likely pull everyone down. It is better to stay away from such a person. The book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 says that a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Don't allow yourself to be destroyed. If you are unmarried, you must be extra careful when choosing a spouse. It is better not to be married at all than to get married to a bad spouse. Take your time to hear from God first. Get many confirmations that the fellow you want to get married to is not a fool. Do not think you can change him or her after marriage. Beloved, your friendships and associations can greatly impact your life. Do not keep company with the wrong crowd. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, choose your friends wisely. Choose your friends wisely. Thanks for staying tuned today and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing today by sharing. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. If you're an iPhone user or an Android user, this will give you access to all our amazing shows, which are lined up for you throughout the day. There are lots of entertaining shows for you to join through the day. Thanks for staying tuned to hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.